Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
1 year after Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, it is important to remember that the United States consistently pursued two paths that Russia could choose from, noted Karen Donfried, Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs.
One was dialogue and diplomacy. The other would be Russian escalation and then resulting massive consequences. We and the Ukrainians made sincere efforts to pursue that former path of dialogue and diplomacy. And on February 24 of last year, Putin very unfortunately and tragically chose war.
Putin expected a quick victory, said Assistant Secretary Donfried, but he has consistently underestimated the resolve of the Ukrainian people and their desire and capability to defend their freedom and democracy. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is completely unjustified and illegal. The United States and its allies and partners have imposed sanctions, export controls, visa restrictions to target Putin, his war machine, and his enablers, with one purpose only: to stop this war and prevent Russia from doing this again to another neighbor, declared Assistant Secretary Donfried.
It's clear from his actions, President Putin has no interest in diplomacy. Russia's repeated bombardments have hit schools, hospitals, churches, apartment buildings, and critical infrastructure. Russia alone can end this war today. We echo Ukrainian President Zelensky's calls for a just and durable peace, one that recognizes Ukraine's sovereignty and independence.
The United States will continue to stand united with Ukraine and help it defend itself for as long as it takes. If Putin wins, it could make the world more dangerous and other countries more vulnerable to further Russian aggression. President Joe Biden believes the United States and its allies are stronger together. Since the first days of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, said Assistant Secretary Donfried, we have had continuous communication about what we can do together to hold Russia to account and impose consequences for its brutal war. Although we do not always share the same policy approaches, we share a commitment to upholding the international rules-based order that is founded on respect for territorial integrity and sovereignty.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.